The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. T-cells targeting Epstein-Barr virus at high levels in MS patients. People with multiple sclerosis have significantly more T-cells equipped with receptors that specifically recognize the Epstein-Barr virus, EBV, than do healthy individuals, a study reveals. Notably, no such differences were detected for T-cells with receptors specifically against other viruses. These findings add to the previous data, highlighting EBV infection as a strong MS risk factor and suggesting immune responses against EBV may drive attacks against myelin. Myelin is the protective sheath around nerve fibers that is progressively lost in MS due to abnormal immune attacks. The study, Broader Epstein-Barr Virus Specific T-Cell Receptor Repertoire in Patients with Multiple Sclerosis, was published in the Journal of Experimental Medicine. Epstein-Barr is a common herpes virus that can cause infectious mononucleosis, colloquially called mono. After infection, it remains in the body throughout life in a dormant form inside B cells, a type of immune cell implicated in MS. Increasing evidence supports that a history of EBV infection is necessary but not sufficient for the development of MS, the researchers wrote. T-cell receptors specifically target Epstein-Barr protein in MS. Prior work has shown that people with MS tend to have increased levels of antibodies against EBV. Antibodies are immune proteins made by B cells that are able to stick to a specific molecular target, called an antigen, with extreme specificity. Notably, research suggests that structural similarities between an EBV protein and a brain protein found at the surface of the myelin-producing cells can cause B cells to accidentally attack a person's own healthy tissue while trying to fight off the virus. Based on this evidence, researchers in Germany and France, along with colleagues at Roche and Adaptive Biotechnologies, evaluated whether the repertoire of T-cell receptors, or TCRs, was also altered in people with MS. TCRs are the specialized receptors at the surface of immune T-cells that, like antibodies, recognize a specific antigen. Each T-cell contains TCRs that recognize a single antigen, and the binding between the TCR and its target activates the cell to trigger an immune attack against that antigen. A battery of studies characterized the TCRs of 1,395 MS patients and 887 people without the disease, used as controls. Results broadly showed that MS patients had significantly higher levels of TCRs, specifically against EBV proteins, relative to controls. Notably, levels of TCRs against other viruses, such as SARS-CoV-2, which causes COVID-19, and influenza A, which causes the flu, were not significantly different between MS patients and controls. While these findings suggest that MS patients share a higher prevalence of EBV-specific TCRs, the researchers wrote, EBV-specific TCR sequences alone are not sufficient to classify MS patients and discriminate them from controls in form of a biomarker. TCR levels also distinguish MS patient among identical twins. In further work, the team analyzed the TCRs of 35 pairs of monozygotic or identical twins, where one twin had MS and the other did not. These results also showed increased EBV-specific TCRs in those with MS, even after accounting for a known history of EBV infection. Since monozygotic twins are by definition genetically identical and usually have similar experiences in childhood, this suggests that the observed change in EBV-specific TCR repertoire is independent of known genetic and early environmental factors, the researchers wrote. Analyses of MS patients with available treatment data showed that those on Tysabri, or natalizumab, an approved MS therapy that works by trapping immune cells in the lymph nodes, also had a particularly strong T-cell repertoire against EBV, but not other viruses. Since reducing immune cells in circulation should have the same effect on T-cells, regardless of their target, and EBV-specific T-cells have been reported in the brain and surrounding fluid. These findings are consistent with an ongoing, potentially compartmentalized, immune reaction in the brain against EBV in MS patients, the researchers wrote. However, there was no clear effect of treatment in patients given interferon products, which are suspected to have antiviral effects, or those on B-cell depleting therapies, indicating that elevated T-cell response might not be dependent on peripheral B-cells as an EBV reservoir, they added. These findings suggest that MS is not only associated with higher EBV-specific antibody levels, but also with a broader EBV-specific TCR repertoire, even in monozygotic twin pairs with matching history of EBV infection and identical genetics, as well as early childhood environment, the researchers wrote. Future studies should determine whether this broader repertoire against EBV and MS is just a byproduct of a putatively aberrant immune response or involved in driving disease mechanisms, they added. The study was partly funded by Roche, which markets B-cell depleting therapies approved for MS, and Biogen, which makes Tysabri. This news article is written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on September 13, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on September 9, 2022. Need help choosing the right medication to treat your MS? It's not easy choosing a multiple sclerosis medication. There are shots and pills and intravenous infusions. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society lists more than 20 disease-modifying therapies on their website. Some, such as Lemtrada, Ocrevus, and Tysabri, have proven to be effective at slowing the progression of MS. Others less so. All DMTs have potential side effects, some more than others. So how do you know which MS treatment is best for you? Too many neurologists don't help enough. The selection process isn't made any easier by some neurologists, who think that all they need to do is give their patient the names of two or three medications. Sometimes they'll even give them a pamphlet and tell them to make a choice without an explanation of why they offered those three out of all the others. They sometimes won't ask a patient whether they can handle a weekly shot or a monthly infusion. There is no risk versus benefit discussion. Off they send these patients to the dangerous Dr. Internet to do research and make a decision. That's not in the best interest of the person with MS. Help is now just a few clicks away. But now there's a website that I would trust to help make that DMT decision. Yes, it's on the internet, but the site is run by the Multiple Sclerosis Association of America, MSAA, a well-respected MS organization. The MSAA calls its decision tool the Ultimate MS Treatment Guide. On it, you'll find a listing of 19 DMTs that have been approved for use in the U.S. Click on the name of any one of them, and you're taken to a page with details about the medication. This includes how it works, its potential benefits, and its possible side effects when it was approved, who makes it, and even a lab test that may be required before and after you start using it. You can sort DMTs by type, shots, pills, or infusions. You can sort by the type of MS each is approved for. You can sort by name or the date each DMT was approved. How many people with MS are being treated with DMTs that are over 20 years old? You can also compare one treatment with another by clicking a little box next to each drug, just like comparing models on a car maker's website. The guide also includes information about the two MS treatment philosophies, escalation versus early, highly effective treatment. There's even info about totally opting out of treatment. Best of all, for each medication, there's a video of an MS neurologist discussing his or her firsthand experience treating patients with that DMT. And my neurologist is one of them. Wow, it's a fantastic tool. The Ultimate MS Treatment Guide is fabulous. It's clear, easy to navigate, and contains so much information. It's even graphically beautiful. I don't know how much it cost to develop, but I think it was worth every dollar. I think you will, too. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.